big fatty indeed.
Oh dear Gussie.
Well, y'all, I hope you enjoyed this very special show for April the 1st. And you know, Big Freddy, he's gotta always gotta keep you on your toes. So, anyway, I've just had a little fun today with everybody's favorite PHOOL. That is the one and only PHOOL fool. But, anyway, I will be back to my regular train wrecks, regular nattering, regular bowel movements on tomorrow's show. So y'all, you can just go ahead and be rest assured that when I come on the interwebs tomorrow, I'll say,
"Hi, this is the Lesbian Fart Squeak Show."
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.
Y'all, there's no doubt that one listener knew that one immediately when it came on, and I'm not going to mention what his or her name might be, but y'all, did you recognize the theme to the Bob Newhart Show? Now, that was the name of one of two different shows that Bob Newhart had on TV that both starred Bob Newhart. It was a situation, the better known one was a situation comedy produced by MTM, that's Mary Tyler Moore Enterprises, which aired on CBS from September the 16th, 1972 to April the 1st, 1978. How about that tie-in, everyone? Did you figure that one out? And Newhart played a psychologist having to deal with his patients and fellow office workers, and y'all, during the beginning segment, he walks outside onto the sidewalk, and he throws his hat up like Mary Tyler Moore did on her show. But anyway, he was Robert Hartley. He played a Chicago psychologist, and his wife was Suzanne Plachette. And y'all, when the show Newhart, which was another series that came later, ended, it was all a dream, and they went back to Suzanne Plachette and Bob Newhart being in the bed at the end of the Newhart series. But anyway, it was ranked as 49th out of 50 of the TV Guide's list of the 50 greatest TV characters of... wait a minute, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Let me go back here. Two of the Hartleys' more memorable regular patients were mean-spirited and neurotic. Oh, Lord, y'all. I am fucking it up. Imagine that. Big Freddy, you're fucking it up. Oh, poor Big Freddy.
Hello?
Y'all, your clue for today's Memory Lane music is there is a certain podcaster whose name will go unmentioned who has the complete series of this show, I believe. And this show was selected today because of its important ending date. Everybody, I wonder what it is. Y'all, we know she's got daddy issues because, you know, that foreskin, that whole foreskin thing that we keep hearing over and over and over again. But, y'all, I mean, that whole thing there, she just with those random crazy thoughts. I mean, y'all, she really needs to start drinking again because at least she'd have a good reason to say things like that. I don't know. I tell you what, let's do this.
My father has enormous knockers. It's disturbing. I found a hair growing out of the top of my ear. The top. And it was sunken and frightened with age and infirmity. Why is it that my mother can sit on the crapper after a great big dump and gag? Can you say perfection?
Now, y'all, just like the segment that I did just before this, I have not photoshopped this in any way. But, y'all, I am beginning to get a little worried about the PHOOL from the Woodland Hills because, y'all, she brings this thing up like, I'm just going to say random thoughts, and you know. But y'all, I'm telling you, she's losing it. She's losing. Just listen to this.
Of course, none of you do because you're under 180.
Well, if anyone knows,
and your auntie is 185. One moment, please.
Correct. Oh Lord.
I think I have to sneeze too.
Well, go ahead and fucking sneeze then.
When you look, when you have to sneeze, do you look in the light?
Oh Jesus!
If I look in a bright light.
What if I say don't sneeze? If I say don't sneeze, will you sneeze?
If I look to... I'm going to have... Oh, God, that was so close.
Oh, it was so close.
This is a stellar show.
Thank you, Conscience.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that when the sneeze is almost... Don't, it's like coitus interruptus.
Don't sneeze. Coitus interruptus.
Oh, man. Anyway, it helps often if I look into a bright light. Oh. If I have to sneeze, if I look into a bright light, it helps brings on the sneeze. Do you do that too, my lovies?
Oh, dear God. We're talking about
sneezing, it's a tangent I wasn't expecting.
Neither were we.
It's gorgeous outside. It is so gorgeous. And you know what that means for your auntie.
Yeah, I know.
It's completely overcast and it's raining.
Thing.
Oh, it just makes me so happy. One moment. I'm sipping my morning coffee. Why?
Please.
I have an ice pack on my foot.
Oh, really?
Too much to tell you, my lovies.
Oh, yeah.
Too much.
However you're going to try it anyway. Y'all,
I haven't even finished my morning decaf.
Jesus Christ.
I have to sneeze.
Oh, it's...
And I have an ice pack on my foot.
Y'all.
You want to tell them why?
I'll get to it.
Conscience can't.
Oh, I'm sure they're waiting with bated breath.
Conscience, thank you.
Conscience can't even save this one, y'all. I'm telling you, it's just agony, y'all. Agony.
Okay, well, let's clear up the real McCoy's reference first. Amos McCoy was the character on a show in the 50s, and it reran in the 60s. That's when I saw it. Because I was born in 1956, my lovies. I'm old. Your auntie's really old. An old auntie.
We know that. Get on with it.
All those wonderful new numbers I've been getting are all going to fall away now. Oh, he's old. I didn't realize. I don't want to listen to him. He's old.
That's how I feel. Here we go.
Yeah.
Focus. Focus.
Oh, just brain
focus.
Fart.
Focus. Focus.
So The Real McCoys, which reran in the 1960s, and I used to watch in the morning... Walter Brennan.
Hey, Luke, get off of Pepina.
Can't shun it.
Pepina, get off of little Luke.
Can't shun it.
Walter Brennan was the star of The Real McCoys, and he played a character named Amos McCoy, and he had this terrible limp. I don't know why the character had a limp.
Oh, Lord.
But he had a limp, and he used to pump his arms up and down when he walked and limp.
And he's going to laugh at himself.
And so I've been walking around the house like Amos McCoy, my lovies, because,
off topic again.
How do I explain this? How do I describe this? How do I tell this to you?
Hopefully entertainingly.
Thank you.
No, not a chance.
And short.
Not a chance.
Thank you.
I'm just watching out for you.
I know.
Please, somebody watch out for us.
I'm in the closet changing.
Of course you
You're
are.
In the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
In our bedroom, we have
we know the mansion.
This big walk-in closet.
Yeah, in the mansion.
And, of course, because any place in our house that has a lot of space,
uh-huh.
it's completely filled with crap.
Shit. Shit everywhere.
Which is another point I would like to get to
get
down the line a little bit.
I thought you were getting rid of that.
Divesting ourselves of crap and yet going out and buying more crap, which was brought to my attention by that fat thing that I occasionally mentioned. But since I am the sea hag in the fat thing's eyes, I think it's going to be the fat thing now, and that's the only reference I'm going to say is the fat thing.
You'll never remember that.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm in the closet changing.
Focus.
And I'm in a hurry, and I'm thinking about other things, which is always very, very dangerous.
Correct.
Especially at my age, my lovies.
Ancient.
I have to remember what I'm doing at the moment I'm doing it. I can't be thinking about other things.
Oh, for the love of God.
I needed to concentrate on changing my clothes.
Diapers.
You know, one step at a time.
Yeah. Diapers.
One leg goes into the leg of the shorts, and the other leg goes into the other leg of the shorts, and you don't be thinking about other things or looking at other things. Well, that's what I was doing. I was thinking about other things, and I was looking about other things.
Thinking about his father's foreskin.
Looking at other things, and when I lifted my leg...
Oh, Lord, to pee.
The top of my foot slammed with incredible force.
Well, with all that fat.
Into an exercise machine that is in that closet. Now, don't ask why Gooch's Buttmaster exercise machine is in our closet.
You've never used it.
But it is.
Oh, well.
And he does his butt machine in the closet.
I have a butt machine. However, it's not the closet.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay.
All right. One moment, please.
Oh, dear God. More drinking of the fucking coffee. Oh, Lord.
Nothing like being mucusy on top of everything else.
Oh, great.
I know. It paints a lovely picture for your audience.
Why don't you fart?
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Y'all, all of this time is taken up
breathing
and sipping.
I'm in the closet changing, and I bang the living fuck out of the top of my foot. And I hit it so hard, my lovies. It's like I hit it on the
Oh, come on. Spit it out.
They call that the instep, I think. The top of your foot, whatever they call that. But right between the little toe and the toe next to it and
it's
up.
It's called the top.
So just the top of my foot.
Yeah, the top.
Now, when I did it, I really thought I had broken something because it hurt so bad.
Oh my God,
it hurt. I cried like a little girl. I fell to the ground weeping.
Oh, gosh. No wonder there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I didn't really, but it hurt so bad. But I was pretty much able to function. And so, you know, we went up about our evening, and I went downstairs, and we sat for a while and watched a movie. And then I got up to go downstairs to cook us dinner, to make us dinner. And it started to hurt really bad.
Shut it.
And the hurt has increased and increased and increased. And now... I can't walk on it.
Papini?
And I had to get up to pee a couple of times last night because I'm old.
You are.
And I could barely walk to the bathroom, and I'm limping like Walter Brennan going to the bathroom, pee running down my leg.
Ew.
Not really.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, it just... So now I got this ice pack on it, strapped around it. I'm supposed to leave it on 20 minutes and take it off for 10 and put it back on for 20. I have no idea how long it's been on. I think my foot is frozen now, but I don't care because a frozen foot doesn't hurt. Head.
The Real McCoys, starring Walter Brennan, created by Irving Finkus.
Want you to meet the family known as the Real McCoys. That's Grandpappy Amos, the head of the clan. He roars like a lion, but he's gentle as a lamb. And now here's Luke, who beams with joy since he made a typical McCoy. From West Virginia they came to stay in sunny California. Old Grandpappy Amos and the girls and the boys of the family known as the Real McCoys.
I'm just verklempt, and I'll tell you why, my lovies. I'm sitting here with an ice pack strapped to my foot. Do you remember the Real McCoys?
Now, y'all, you need to realize that in this next segment, I have not photo... And Big Fatty, you know, plays around sometime. But y'all, honest to God, I have not done anything during this next segment. I just want to show you what a PHOOL, the Sea Hag is. And y'all, I have not taken out any time. I have not added extra time. The only thing I've done is I've added a little bit of music in and maybe a sound effect or something in here as well. But I've pretty much just kept it to the raw footage that came out of her show. And y'all, when I heard this, I said, Big Freddy, you gotta save that one because that is a PHOOL day show. So y'all, take a listen to the April Fool herself.
Here is the sea hag, and she is a little verklempt.
When I was just a lad, I learned that anal sex was bad. The church said it was a dirty, rotten sin. But then I learned from other guys that no matter what the size, there's a simple trick to help you take that tick.
Just a quick snip of poppers helps the penis slide right in. The penis slides right in, you can take it with a grin. Just a quick snip of poppers helps the penis slide right in the most delightful way. I met this guy once in a bar who took me outside to his car. He spread my cheeks and tried to ram it in. I screamed, no, it's too big. He said, take it all, you pig. Then he shoved this small brown bottle up my nose. And girl, I gotta tell you something. That quick snip of poppers let the penis slide right in. The penis slide right in.
Now I can take it with a grin.
Just a quick snip of poppers let the penis slide right in the most delightful way.
Wow, this stuff is amazing!
Yeah, let me try some, I've never done it before.
Wow, this is hot.
Shit.
Hey, Cookie, let's put something in my ass and see if it works.
I just dropped the whole thing on the carpet. Here, bend over, let me try this chair.
Oh my god, I can't even feel anything.
Shit, the whole thing fits.
Wow, the room is spinning right now. These are great, but you know what? You can't use them if you're taking Viagra.
Why?
Well, because you'll die.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Wow! This stuff is amazing!
So this goes out to all the guys who are too concerned with size. It really doesn't matter anymore. As you watch his manhood grow, shove that bottle up your nose.
Relax.
Relax.
Your hole.
Your hole.
And slide down on that pole.
Just done. The penis slide right in. The penis slide right in. You can take it with a grin. Just a quick snip of poppers. The penis slide right in.
In the most delightful.
Making it not frightful.
In the most delightful way.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, hi everyone. I hope your April Fool's Day is going well. And y'all, Big Fatty has got a great show for you today. And today we are going to start off with a very special song that I think you're all going to love. Hit it!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Hi, this is the Lesbian Fart Squeak Show.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 302 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1th of April, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's got some surprises for you, including a special song, and we're going to talk and listen to everyone's favorite April Fool, and we've got a little Mystery Lane music.
This episode of Vera Speaks for Real, number 159, number 159. All the podcasts I listen to, they always announce what show it is. Hi, this is the Lesbian Fart Squeak Show, number 120 for Thursday. My face wiggling in your area. So I'm going to start doing that. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm not slamming my lovies. Not at all. I'm annoyed.